Hello again. Here we are at Believers Academy at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. My name is Tim Fox, and this series is titled Things Every Christian Should Know. This lesson is about hearing God speak. One beautiful thing about God is that He desires to be an integral part of each of our lives. When we were born again, we invited God to be our Father, Jesus to be our Lord, and the Holy Spirit to dwell in our spirits. They want to communicate with us. They want to listen to us and talk to us. Now, learning to hear the voice of God takes time and practice. It requires getting quiet and listening for His voice to speak to your spirit. His sole purpose is to lead and guide us to the abundant and eternal love life God has prepared for us. You may or may not hear Him in a still, small voice. It might just be a feeling, or an urging, or a knowing about something. It may even sound like your own thoughts. In addition, there is an enemy, Satan. He disguises himself as an angel of light. We don't want to be deceived, so how can we recognize the voice of the Lord? Here are five tests to determine if what you are hearing is from God. Test 1, does what you are hearing bring honor to God? Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." Test 2, does the voice acknowledge that Jesus is Lord? 1 John 4:2 and 3 says, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God." Test 3, is what you are hearing true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and worthy of praise? Philippians 4:8 says, "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about those things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Test 4 is, does what you hear point to goodness, peace, and joy? Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of God is living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." And test 5 is what you hear expressing the God kind of love? 1 Corinthians 13:4 and 7 says, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. It never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance." One final word. As you begin to hear with your spiritual ears, test everything with God's Word. The Holy Spirit will always speak in complete agreement with what God's Word says. Isn't this lesson good? Armed with this wisdom, we can be confident that we can hear God speaking to us and follow His directions. We're finished with this lesson. What's next? Name one test you can use to determine if you are about to do God's will. When you recognize God is speaking to you, write down what He says. Continue to read and study God's Word to become even more sure of what God is saying. This is great, so please come back for more of Things Every Christian Should Know. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.